since that's not the case. You know what I mean. What can I do for your boy? He's what? He's too what? Passed out? Look, but this is a joke, right, baby? This is a joke. Look, hey, this is like when you told me Chris Ross was returning to WWE, right? You're serious? Oh, God dang it, bartender! I told you to watch it the minute he came into the arena! Oh, I know he's out of control, but what the hell am I paying you for? This is a television title match! Oh, good lordy! Spray some water in his face or something. You tried to pee? Oh, good lordy. You know what? I figured I gotta go. I gotta go. Bye. I tell you, just can't get help these goddamn... Hello? Yeah, it's me. Hey, let me ask you something. Are you ready to shock the world? Okay. Well, look, a spot just opened on tonight's card to wrestle our Sombra for the TV title. Yeah, I know. No! Who is this? New York's House of Japanese Massage? No, I'm not in town this week. Oh, well, hello, Laquita. Oh, yeah, of course you can book me. Hold on, baby. Hey, could you shut those dang cameras off?
Well, folks, I'm not really sure what that was all about, but as La Sombra's music continues to play, it appears we're going to have a surprise guest to challenge for the World Television title. As La Sombra comes to the ring, I'm actually curious if La Sombra even knows that he's not facing Billy Ray and that he's going to face a hand-picked opponent by Mr. Batiste. Well, fans, the only way to know who this mystery opponent is to go to the ring, so take it away, ring announcer Michael Scuffer.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next bout is for the WWA Television Championship and will carry a 30-minute time limit. Entering the ring from Mexico City, Mexico, he is the man without fear. He is La Sombra.
On our last show, Julio Rodrigo de Hoya did what no one, including myself, gave him credit for doing, and that's winning the World Television Championship, avoiding the reptile-like grasp of Mr. Batiste, and finally becoming once again a member of our esteemed Hall of Fame. Tonight, when that bell rings, I can say this, that if Mr. Batiste has anything to do with this match, you can be rest assured that a screw job is waiting in the wings. Pacing back and forth inside the ring, La Sombra cannot wait to see who this mystery opponent actually is.
And his opponent, accompanied to the ring by the man he calls the Preacher, this is Beastmaster, Ward Lambert!
Well, folks, I'm honestly surprised that Mr. Batiste picked Ward Lambert to wrestle in this match because Ward Lambert is scheduled to wrestle Sam Goddamn Natas in an exploding barbed wire ropes contest. I guess the only question is, once La Sombra's done beating up Ward Lambert, who's gonna fight Natas? Finally settling in around the ringside area, removing a large wooden cross from around his neck, Lambert hands it to the Preacher and slides under the bottom rope. Here comes La Sombra, immediately connecting with the lightning-like running knee, and down goes Ward Lambert. The Preacher pushes him back into the ring, and Ward stands up. Julio right in the corner, but Julio reverses a hold. Killer chop by Julio connects, and my God, did that practically rip the nipple ring off of Ward's areola or what? Irish whip out of the corner and across the logo. Ooh, Lambert hits a turnbuckle with a serious thud. Charging in the wake of the impact. Up and no! Sombra goes face first into the turnbuckle and he just missed that stinger splash. And my God, here comes Ward Lambert. Now returning chops. Oh, to the chest of Julio Rodrigo de Hoya. Again. Out of the corner and against the ropes, and it's Ward who sends Julio into the nylon. And here comes La Sombra on the rebound. Clothesline from Hell connects, and Ward is going for the win. One, two, easy kick out by La Sombra, folks. And this one's going to continue. Fans, I never thought I would say this, but it appears that Org Lambert has the opening stages of this bout completely in his control. Yanking La Sombra up to his feet, it's Julio who's tossed into the turnbuckle once again with the thud. The impact staggers the champion back towards the logo, and up and over and down onto his back goes Julio Rodrigo de Hoyas, and Org follows up with a power fist to the bridge of the nose and the champion. Another cover for the one, two, no kick out by the champion, folks, but I'm telling you, La Sombra barely got his shoulder up in time. If he didn't get it up, he could just say goodbye to the television title. The preacher now directs Org up to the second rope, and it seems like Org is gonna try for a little giddy up and go into the air, and damn, Tennessee Jam misses the mark, and Sombra immediately feels the energy from this crowd. Kip up by La Sombra, and spinning into a little roundhouse, good grief, Charlie Brown, he practically knocked the mask right off of Lambert's head. Not wanting to lose the momentum, it's off the canvas and spinning his opponent around. Sombra goes with a picture-perfect sit-out slam at fans. Is it me, or does Org Lambert appear to be seriously hurt? I'm not sure what this is all about, but apparently he's looking to capitalize. He's going to the top rope, and he's turning to face the crowd. Julio lets out a Warriors Cry and arching backwards. Yeah, moonsault connects, and this one's over. One, two, three, no. Org Lambert gets his shoulder up in time, and with only about 15 minutes left on the clock, folks, this match is gonna continue. But fans, let's forget about the time, because off the canvas comes Org, and there goes the reformed Black Market mogul into the ropes with the hard Irish whip, setting up shop in the middle of the ring and waiting for the rebound. Sombra goes low, and ooh, hot shot snaps Lambert's head back like a Macho Man Slim Jim, and we have another press by the champion. One, two, go! Shoulder up in time, and folks, this match is a seesaw battle. I'm telling you, it's been back and forth and back and forth, but as long as Julio Rodrigo de Hoya can keep his shoulders from getting pinned to the canvas for the 1-2-3, I think it's fair to say that La Sombra's gonna retain his world television title. Off the mat and into ropes, courtesy of a hard Irish whip, goes a shaking up Lambert and twisting into what looks like to be a quicksilver 360-degree sidewalk. Org Lambert just connected with a spinning DDT, and here comes the challenger, raining down on the champion with punches and punches. Left, right, left, right, left, right, pushing the day's champion's shoulders to the canvas. One, two, Sombra clears the arm through just in time, folks, and we're almost at our time limit. If Org Lambert wants to win the TV title, he must pick up the pace, but I'm not sure if Org Lambert even has anything left inside his tank. Rolling under the bottom ropes while Lambert continues to argue with the referee, it's the preacher who is screaming at Org Lambert to watch the time, and I don't blame him. Through the middle ropes and finding a steel chair, Org Lambert appears to be going for the patented steel chair shot from hell. Rounding the corner with the chair, right is there. Sombra lunges forward with the vavolta. Oh my god! The champion just dropped the challenger back first into the steel stairs, and that had a hurt. Sombra can smell the pinfall, and rolling Org Lambert back into the ring. Julio follows, and it appears the champion is setting up for a superplex. Inside the ring, Julio has slid in the steel chair that Org has just abandoned moments ago, and I'm not sure what Julio Rodrigo de Hoyas is planning what to do. Org is now perched at the top of the turnbuckle, and here comes La Sombra, who's gonna deliver what appears to be the nail in the coffin. The man without fear is calling for a superplex on the steel chair, and this one is 100% over if he hits the match, looping the arm of the challenger over his head and pulling up on the tights. Here comes a high! What the? Oh my god! The preacher just held La Sombra's foot off to the top turnbuckle, and Org rolls into a high crossbody. Sombra collides with the flat steel chair, and he's out! One, two, three, I don't believe it! La Sombra kicked out, folks, and we have only seconds remaining in this bout. Org Lambert now feels the pressure, and you can hear this capacity crowd getting up to their feet. They know that Sombra has to stay away from Org Lambert if he's gonna retain. Desperation body slam onto the steel chair by Org Lambert into the corner, and Org Lambert's going for the win. There's no way he's gonna get this. One, two, oh my god, the preacher had Sombra's leg. Three, no, I don't believe it. The referee didn't see it. My god, it's official, and it's in the books. Org Lambert has done it after 15 months of chasing the world television title. Org Lambert has finally brought home the gold.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the contest by pinfall and new WEWA television champion, Beastmaster, Ward Lombard!
Being helped up the aisle by that crooked preacher, Julio Rodrigo de Hoyas can do nothing inside the squared circle but shake his head in complete disgust. I don't believe it, folks. If these men wrestled 10 times, Julio would win 10 times. But with the addition of the preacher at Org Lambert's side, Org Lambert just might have found the X Factor to push him over the top and into this championship echelon. My God, folks, we have to take a break so that our seconds can set up the barbed wire exploding ring. Because as advertised, it's going to be Sam Goddamn Natas defending his Triple Extreme championship belt against, get this, somebody we don't know.